Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf, your sponsor, Lunishvah Sam Yaakov Shom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding with Metzia Daf Lamed Aleph. Throughout a majority of the Daf, the Gemara comes to understand why the Torah sometimes has a double lotion, like Hashev Toshiv, Chabol Tachboil. And the Gemara in the end of Mut Beis brings an opinion that says that Dibra Torah Keloshim Neodom. The Torah speaks like human beings speak. And it comes up from our Gemara, and it's clearly in other places in Shas, that this is a machloikis in the Gemara. Do we say Dibre Torah Kaloshim Neodom? Do we say that Torah spoke Kaloshim Neodom? Or not, we don't say Dibre Torah Kaloshim Neodom. So to understand the machloikis, let's first of all understand, what does it mean Dibre Torah Kaloshim Neodom? I mean the Torah is saying extra words, just because that's how human beings are speaking. So Rabbi Leo Dessler in the Michtam El Yochalek Beis, page 151, says the Yisoid, which many other Mepharshim bring in different ways, that the idea is that Torah came down to the world to be given to human beings. To explain a little bit more what he says, really, as the Ramban says in the beginning of Chumash, Kol HaTorah Shmoyos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way the Torah is written, it really can be rewritten or reorganized to be all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. The reason the Torah appears the way it appears in our eyes is because the Torah came down to this world, and therefore it speaks also about mundane technical things like a shor shenogach hasaparo, you know, a cow and an ox, and what people do when they plow their field. Meaning the Torah changed its form, the way it appears, the way it's nigle, once it comes down to Olam Hazeh. So the entire ruchnius of the Torah, Shmoyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dipurim Shel Maklim, when it comes down to the world, comes to be given to human beings, it's translated to be in the language human beings understand, speaking about what human beings need to know and need to do. So Yemeil, that's what it means also, Dibre Torah Kol Shmiyotam. The Torah is speaking in the language of human beings. We're taking the high, lofty, ruchni part of Torah, bringing down to the world the way it expresses itself as the way it connects human beings, and therefore the language is Dibre Torah Kaloshim Neyodah. The Yismach Moshe from Satmer, in Parshas Achrimois, takes this idea, and with this he goes to explain the Machlekes, if Dibre Torah Kaloshim Neyodah or not. He brings a Medrash of Eik Rabo, a Parshah Chabes, that there the Medrash brings a Machlekes of Yehudo and Rabbanon, and he explains this based on the Pirush of the Efet Toyer. The Machlekes is there anything in this world which is unnecessary? Was anything created in the world Levatola? So explains the Yismach Moshe, not that anything was created for no reason, but there is a generic reason. It's here because there's many, many creatures, and then there's some creatures are included in this whole concept of the Klaliusdik creatures that come to the world. Or there's a very specific reason for every type of species why this is here in the world. Just we'll read the Lashon HaMedrash. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, afil dvarim shatem roim yisro loilom, anything that you see in the world which seems to be extra, afhem bichlala neyosa shalolom hem. They're here for a reason. And later Rabbanan says, no, afil dvarim shatem roim boilom miyutarim. You see, things are completely unnecessary. Kegoin zvuvim paroishim yatushim, bringing different gnats. Afhem bechlal briyasa shalom. It's part of the creation of the world. Meaning, says Yisrach Moshe, there is a klaliusdik reason. Because we created the world in many, many different types of animals and species. Do we say that not everyone has a reason, at least a reason that we can understand? It's just more that it's part of the of nature. And within nature, there's many things that are included. Or each creation that comes to the world has a specific reason why it's here. Says Yisrach Moshe, we know the world is a reflection of the Torah. It says this will be the machlokes. If you hold in the world there are things that are not specifically needed, they're just part of the generic creation of the world. So also the Torah, there's some words which are unnecessary. They're just included in the language of the Torah, just to make the language easier to understand. But even in the world you see that everything is a necessity. There's a specific reason for every type of thing that is in the world. So also in the Torah, every single word is necessary. You don't say Dibre Torah Kaloshim Neyodom. A nifladik pshat of the Yisrach Moshe. And we'll end with a vort al decha chasidus is brought down in the Sefer Rimzei de Chochmoso, Sefer which was written approximately 100 years ago. And he says what it means Dibre Torah Kaloshim Neyodom means that Isarusa de Leilu comes from above, depends on what we do down here. The way people act here, that's like Hashem acts with us. So when the Torah says patoyach tiftach or hoshiv toshiv, it means the more you are busy with aveda, the more you're busy in giving tzedakah, the more Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you tzedakah, the more Kodesh Baruch Hu will return the items to you. And that is the double lashon, what you're doing and what you're causing. You're hashiv, but toshiv, you're doing hashava, but then your hashava causes a bigger hashava from above. And that's what it means, dibra Torah kelashav bnei adam. The Torah, referring to the gila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is based on what bnei adam do. Kelashav bnei adam, the more bnei adam do, that's a Torah is talking as well. The Torah is a reflection of what human beings are creating in the world. Kelashav bnei adam, the more people do, the more hashpa comes from above. Also a beautiful ideal of the Sefer Yimzei de Chochmasa. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.